I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ at Pearl, Petaluma, California. Chef Brian Leitner, Chef, good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, great. Nice to be here.
We are here to talk food, talk about the JAD experience here in Petaluma. It's over two weekends, a cultural experience about the environment, the arts, and food. You bring the food part. You're teasing us with a dish here. This dish will be served to the JAD experience. What's in this dish? What's it all about?
So we're doing a summertime pot of pho. trying to use as many cuts possible. So there's some brisket, meatballs, chuck-eye, and then a variety of summer vegetables.
And so what people need to know, we're going to introduce Aaron here, who can tell us more about the JAD experience. Aaron, you give people the opportunity to enjoy the whole beast, the whole pig, the whole cow. Why is that important as part of the JAD experience?
Yeah, well, I think it informs you on a cellular level, right? It's very different to get a cut of beef that comes from IBP out of a gigantic packing plant. In this venue, the cattle just grazed like within the last month, the venue. In preparation, so I don't have to mow it or weed whack. Your feet are going to be in dried manure paths of the animal you're eating. You can't be more hyper-local with your food. Yeah. And I think it's important that people embrace that and figure it out.
And the JAD experience is, as I mentioned, about environment. It's about the arts. It's about food, friendship, all of this. It's the 13th year, and there's relevance there, right?
Yeah. Well, it's we're going to draw from the 13 lunar cycles of the calendar year. Definitely told from a very feminine perspective. My partner, Julia, I peeked in today at a little bit of the rehearsal, and it's amazing. It forms. I don't get to watch it all the way through, and then I just get surprised. It's amazing how she ties her art to the place, and then the dancers, who are all usually, we joke that ballet dancers are veal, right? They're kept in little rooms, and they're looking at themselves in mirrors all the time. They're looking at a field of pumpkins growing during the day, and they have a transformative experience. And I think it communicates so that kind of community feel. The people who are working with us return and help, and I think, the most comprehensive way to experience all of the critical pieces of life.
Friends, you've just joined us. Liam Maitland, KCBS Food Champ, talking JAD experience, Petaluma over two weekends. We'll give you the dates, tell you how you can get tickets in a moment. Annette, Aaron mentioned community, and you are Chef Brian's partner in life, at work. This is community. This
Absolutely.
Is an opportunity, really, for you to connect.
Well, that's why it's such a perfect match for us and Pearl to be doing the food at JAD. I mean, we totally share an ethos about hyper-locality and organic and being part of our community right here in Petaluma. I mean, a lot of our guests also go to JAD. We recognize them from there. But the importance of where we are, using everything from where we are, lots of attention to detail, a beautiful setting, beautiful food. I mean, that's all what we're about here at Pearl too, so it's really makes sense.
So, second year being part of it.
Yeah.
Clearly you couldn't wait to be involved once again.
Well, we dreaded it, but also it's upon us now. We also couldn't say no, though. I mean, it was really, as Aaron said, a transformative experience for us too. It's a lot of work, no joke. But it is also really extraordinary, and that's why we own a business, is to be part of things that we believe in and that we think are doing all the right things.
Let's talk dates. Yeah. Aaron here, for those who want to attend, it's over two weekends in Petaluma. A hop, skip, and a jump from here. Give us the dates.
17, 18, 19, 24, 25, 26. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, two consecutive weeks.
And talk us through, those who buy a ticket, what will that experience entail, the timeline? Talk us through the night.
Yeah, you show up as early as 5:30, check in, very casual, some past appetizers, cheese, charcuterie, glass of rosé usually is what I push people towards. But the wines are coming from my friend Phil over at Enkidu in Sonoma.
Yeah.
And or a beer from Moonlight, you know. And enjoy yourself down there, kind of meander and meet people. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be a small little piece of choreography that my daughter, who is visiting us from Houston Ballet, is choreographing right now. And then you'll meander up. Well, most of our audience really enjoys the walk up the hill, because it just, that's why they're there for that reason. I also do a hayride. And so you can ride up the hill if you want, and we can shuttle people who have special needs. And then once we're at the upper venue, it's just more of the same. You find a spot at the table, hopefully with people you don't know, and they will be people you know by the end of the evening. Experience this wonderful culinary journey led by Brian, and we should mention Ray is coming too. Ray Tang will be with us. And then followed by this incredible art that that will absolutely move you. And I think because of the cohesive nature of the whole thing, we don't have a chance to be affected on that level very often.
Well, you're bringing people together, clearly a community affair, a family affair as well. Friends, come one, come all, do yourself a favor, gather your friends, your family, to be part of the JAD experience in Petaluma over two weekends. Don't just come for one night, come for a couple. Dates one more time, where to get dates?
Yeah, 17, 18, 19, 24, 25, 26. Go to jadexperience.org.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you so very much. And that's Chef Brian Pearl, the restaurant here where we're having our conversation today. Last word, each one of you, round robin, chef first. Why should people go to JAD and get tickets now?
It's magical.
Annette?
Oh, God, that was, it's so unique.
Aaron?
Regenerative.
There you go. Friends, that's it. What an experience. Unique, for sure. Magical, for sure. And yummy. You will leave with a happy tummy, a happy heart. You will be nourished by the food and the art and the environment that you're experiencing all of this in, the JAD experience. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Is there any wine here?